I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Next week, New Jewish Theater opens a run of My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding. It's a musical, and it's based on a true story. We'll talk to cast members Ben Nordstrom and Laura Ackerman. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler and Willis Ryder Arnold will be here also. They're going to bring us up to date on the expansion and the new exhibits at the Pulitzer Arts Foundation, which reopens today after 9 months. And last week, renowned soprano Christine Brewer became the latest star on St. Louis's Walk of Fame. She had a big week, and we're going to get her reaction to all of that. We begin, though, with the Flute Flight Concert tomorrow evening at the Chapel. Mark Holland is a St. Louis-based Native American flutist. Phoenix-based Sherry Finzer is a traditional concert flutist. Together, they are Flute Flight, and we welcome them to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Not to be confused with Flute Fight.
It's hard for me to say. I want to say that right off. Mark, you and I have talked a number of times over the years, usually about your group, Autumn's Child.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Which I think you're celebrating 20 years.
It is.
So congratulations
with
that. You call that, you bill that as global chamber music?
Someone referred to it as that. I like that.
Which is?
Global chamber music, referring to lots of different world music influences, and the chamber idea brings in the classical element. So it's, using lots of different instruments and genre bending.
Uh-huh. So is that the approach you take when you perform with Sherry?
To a certain extent, we were talking about this earlier, it's an extension of that. And with this project, it's getting into the relaxation, rejuvenation, healing process of music.
And how would you describe what you do with Mark?
Definitely, I would say it's in the healing genre, more ambient music. Mm-hmm. There's something also, besides just creating the sounds with the flutes, the music, there's something about the space. Like, the space in our music is very important.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
It's not totally filled with melody or music.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes the silence has
silence
a lot of meaning
golden.
In what we do. So we might play a phrase, and it might feel good to just kind of send it out there and let it go for a few seconds before another instrument enters.
So the silence can be deafening, sort of, that sort of approach. But,
yeah, it's the idea that what you don't play is of equal importance to the notes that you do play.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, when you're not with Mark, what type of music do you do? And are you affiliated with other groups? Or?
Well, in Phoenix, I do many different genres of music. Mostly I do the more meditational healing music now, or what people refer to as New Age. But New Age has its own subcategories. A lot of people, when they hear New Age, they think of Sedona and crystals, and it's kind of scary. But there's a lot of just really, I think it's more, it's a New Age music is down tempo or a slower tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just meant to slow you down and, bring you to a better state. And hopefully it has some healing to it. But I do a lot of solo work. I have a guitar player that I play with quite frequently named Darren Mahoney. Still doing this type of...
That's your husband, isn't it?
No.
But your husband is a guitarist.
No.
Okay,
people
sorry.
Assume that. No, my husband is Chuck Finzer. He's probably listening right now. Hi, honey.
Sorry, Chuck.
No, but people do assume, because I play so frequently with Darren, that we are a couple. But Darren also has a wife. His name's Amy. She's very lovely.
Okay. I'm glad we set the record straight.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm very excited that you both brought your instruments in with you. And Sherry, you've got several.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, let's talk about yours first, the Native American flute.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to describe it? It's
Sure.
It's not what we typically think of when we picture a flute in our mind.
Yeah, well, they're made out of wood, and they're in different sizes, so you're going to have different keys.
Yours
so
is about, what, 3 feet long?
Yeah, this one is getting into the ultra-low range, which one I just got this week, actually.
And you had me smell it before we went on the air, and it looked strange when I was doing that, but there was a reason for it.
This is the beauty of radio. It's like he couldn't see you smelling this flute, but it's aromatic cedar. So when the flute maker used burn rods to create the finger holes, that scent is still in there from the heat of the wood.
But it's beautiful to look at.
It's a great piece of wood, and it's what we call a plain Jane, meaning there's not a lot of frills and fancy things to it. That was a boo-boo that the guy made, and he stuck that turquoise in it.
Yeah, I see a little bit of color there. Would you just do something on it to kind of demonstrate the sound?
Yeah. This is the range.
That's Mark Holland on his Native American flute. Sherry, you play several different types. So would you explain your instrument?
Well, I was classically trained on your modern concert C flute. I'm now, with the music I'm doing now, the lower end flutes fits, I think, better with that type of music. So today I brought the alto flute and a bass flute.
And would you demonstrate, maybe contrast, explain the difference?
The alto flute is a fourth lower than your concert C flute. This one happens to be made out of gold brass. Most flutes are made out of silver or gold or nickel.
Looks like one you might carry in a marching band, maybe?
No? Not an alto.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of call for alto in a band or orchestra. So I think the alto has a nice warm sound to it.
And this other one sort of looks like, what's a PCP pipe?
PVC? Yeah, it does. Came from under my kitchen sink, yes. Yeah, right. I just put it together this morning. This is a bass flute. It's made by a company in Taiwan called Guo. So they're actually professional flute makers. So it was not custom made for me. So it is a composite plastic. They do make the bass flutes out of metal and silver as well, but they're much heavier. So the plastic allows me to hold on to it better and be able to play longer with it. Most flutists that play the bass flute have to sit and have a little stand to help hold the flute up.
Deep.
Play something together. What would you do together?
Sure, we play something together.
All right.
You lead out.
What would you like to do?
Okay.
We'll do what we like to do, and that's spontaneously create something out of nothing.
Yeah. All right. That sound really fills the room, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking with flutists Mark Holland and Sherry Fenzer. Together they are Flute Flight, and they're performing tomorrow evening at the chapel. Mark, before you played that, you said that you're just going to do something spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of that is your act, spontaneous? I'm you're a composer, too, so I assume that you've written pieces you'll be performing?
Yes. Yeah, there will be some. Both Sherry and I will have a piece of that each of us compose that we'll perform together on, and then we'll do a couple of cover songs. I did a cover CD. I don't know if you remember that last time I was on. I was talking about that. So we'll do a couple of those pieces, and then we'll be doing some improvisations as a duo. We'll be doing some improvisations with including piano and percussion. And one, there'll be singing bowls joining with us.
When you do the improvisations, how do you approach that? I guess it's a spur of the moment thing, but what influences you when you're sitting up there tomorrow night and you're not sure what you're going to do? What are you thinking about?
Well, it's really listening quite a bit. It's like having a conversation, actually. So especially when we do what we just did, which was a call and answer type. Of improv.
Yeah,
so I try to listen to what he's done and see how I can build and create around that.
There's various ways of approaching that. Like Sherry said, the call and response way. Another way is just weaving within each other, the playing, and mirroring, where she would play a little bit and then I would answer it right. I mean, I would repeat it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a lot of different ways of.
What you just played was was very mellow, which I associate with your work. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that is upbeat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll have a few things tomorrow. That
can you sample something? Can
not,
you sample?
Not on these flutes. I mean, we can play more lively, but it'll still have the low range because we only brought in the lower flutes.
Just do something then for us.
Something quicker?
Sherry Fenzer and Mark Holland are Flute Flight, and they're performing tomorrow night. How long have you both known one another? And I know you've done some touring together. I think you've played out in Arizona, and I think maybe you're going out to California and Colorado later in the year.
Well,
so talk about that.
Well, we've known each other for about 7 or 8 years and met over MySpace, if you remember that. We don't even know if it still exists, but people say it is.
I deleted their profile a couple of years ago, but yeah.
So, you know, most musicians and stuff do networking that way. And so that was, that time. And then I'd go out to Phoenix and I would perform. And then Sherry came and then we'd have her join us for some improvs and stuff while she was out there. And then time went by and stuff. It's like, well, let's just do a little project together. That's in a capsule.
Do you find that is the type of music that you perform, is it more popular in certain areas of the country?
Well, what's interesting is you're going to find pockets of people anywhere. And I'm convinced anywhere people will be gravitating towards this kind of thing. Everybody wants to relax. Everybody wants to experience that calm, that peace. And obviously, certain areas you're going to go to, you're going to have more people. But you're going to find maybe smaller versions everywhere, though.
You both have a number of albums out, Mark. What is it, 16 now?
Something like 20 that. Or so.
And Sherry?
Solo albums, I think I'm around 9 right now.
You brought one with you. Why don't we sample part of that?
Okay.
I think it might illustrate your classical background. What would you like us to hear?
I think we're going to hear Beyond the Dream, and that uses the alto flute.
And that's flutist Sherry Fenzer. Sherry and Mark Holland together are Flute Flight. They'll be performing tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at the Chapel. If you'd like information about tickets and all the details, please go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have more of that. Mark, I know there are a number of flute festivals around the country that you attend. I think there are a couple of coming up.
Yeah.
How big a world is that?
But there used to be more flute festivals than there are now, but there's still a lot. I just got back from one down in Florida, Fort Walton Beach, called Musical Echoes. I'll be going to another one in Flagstaff, Arizona. And then later in the year, there's one in Melbourne, Florida.
And Sherry, briefly, I wanted to ask you about something that you're involved in out in out in Arizona, you founded a nonprofit organization.
I did.
The Arizona World Music Initiative. What is that?
It started out as an interactive music awareness program for kindergarten through fifth grade students. So I have a group of musicians that we sometimes go out into the schools and do some workshops there for the kids.
And Mark, do you still perform with Peter Mayer?
Yeah, mainly at Christmas time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got a new CD out this year with Autumn's Child, don't you, later in the year?
Yeah, we'll be releasing. It'll be kind of a 20-year anniversary type deal. And
do we know what we're calling it yet?
Working title right now is Illumination.
Well, yeah. Great seeing both of you, and wonderful meeting you, Sherry.
Yes,
I hope you enjoy your time here in St. Louis. Mark Holland and Sherry Fenzer are Flute Flight, their concert tomorrow night at the Chapel. Thanks again to you both.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.